You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
All right, we are starting a brand new series today. We're calling this series Set Apart, and this is really a four-part series about holiness and how important is holiness in our lives and in our journey with God. Let me just give you two quick reasons why you ought to be here in the next 3 weeks and not miss this series about holiness. First of all, while I'm preparing for this message, I was reminded of Hebrews 12, verse 14. It says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Okay, how many of you here, you want to see the Lord? Yung iba, not yet, Pastor. Okay, of course, we all know we're not going to stay here forever. I don't know if I still have a day to go. Some of us might live for 80 years, but reality is we won't be staying here for a very long time. This life is temporary, and the Bible said that after this life is over, there is such thing as eternal life. And without holiness, we will not spend eternity with God. So, see, Lord, hindi pa ho tapos sa atin ngayon. We're still work in progress. How many of you can agree? Looking at your seatmate. Your seatmate is work in progress. Hindi pa po tapos si Lord sa atin, pero tatapusin niya rin po tayo. And when that day comes, you know, it's important that we know, we have assurance that we're going to spend eternity with God. But holiness is not just about us spending eternity with God after this life, but the Bible said that eternal life is actually knowing God. We don't wait for us to die to experience eternal life, but even now as a high school or college student or a single person or a married person, God wants us to experience eternal life. And eternal life is knowing God. So, and for us to see God for who He is, if we want to know God more in our lives, how many of you here, you want to know more God in your life? You don't want to stay where you are in your relationship with God. I hope that's your desire. One time, we went to Boracay with some friends, libre. Then, nag-snorkeling po kami. We're very excited. Actually, it was my first time to try it. So, nung nag-snorkeling po kami, ang ganda, no? Hindi yan sa Boracay. Yan lang po yung picture na nakuha ko. Pero nung nag-snorkeling kami, it was really fascinating. It's really amazing to see the world underneath the water. So, nag-i-enjoy na kami. We're following the fish. We're looking at the corals. Some of our friends stayed on the boat. Tapos, pag ganun-ganun lang sila sa water. Sabi na, tara, dive na. Sayang yung biyahe natin. Okay na kami dito. Takot na kami. Parang, grabe. Hindi ko maintindihan yun. This is just once in a lifetime. So, ayaw nila. But, you know, as I think about it, that also happens in church. Some people are very content with the surface level Christianity. Just 1.5 hours church service every Sunday. And they are happy. You're missing a lot if that's all you do. Because this is not everything that we have. This is just the surface level. And our prayer is that all of us will be able to dive in and be able to have a closer, intimate relationship with God. That this will be a journey of discovery who God is. Yung everyday pag-gising natin, parang, wow, grabe ka talaga, Lord. You're so amazing. God wants to amaze us. Now, not only for us to know God better, but also, holiness is important if we want to see God do great things in and through our lives. How many of you know God has a lot of great things in store for us? For you and me. Regardless of the situation you're in, if you will read the Bible, you will discover that God created you for something big. And there is a reason why you are still existing. If you still have a pulse, you still have a purpose. And God has a great plan for your life, but sometimes some people are missing it out because they are not willing to embrace holiness in our lives. Holiness is not something that God is giving to us to restrict us, but actually to free us and for us to be able to experience God. And so, I hope that's worth going to church in the next 3 weeks. The holiness of God. we are praying that this series will help us understand what holiness means, and we hope that this will empower us to live pure and holy lives. And to start this series, we're going to look at a holy God, the holiness of God. If you have your Bible with you, we want to invite you to open it in Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44-45. We're going to talk about a holy God, and this is important. May natandaan po ako na isang pastor, sabi niya, what we believe about God will determine how we're going to live our lives. What we believe about God will determine how we are going to relate to Him. And many times we have faulty understanding of God that we're able to pick up from a movie, television, professor, a life experience, and we formulated our own view of God that affects the way we relate to Him. For example, holiness. I don't know your idea of holiness, pero nung hindi pa po ako Christian, ang idea ko ng holiness is, holy means you can't be noisy, you can't be jolly, you just have to be serious. So pag nasa church ako talaga, you can't have a loud voice, everything you do, it should be slow-mo. Parang ganun lang. Or some people, their idea of holiness is it's just really a dress code. If you're always wearing white, you're holy. How many holy people do we have in this room today? Hallelujah. If you're always wearing long dress, you're holy. And there are people like that today. They will not wear pants or skirts because that is not holy. Some of you are not holy today. Some people, they reduce that to a hairstyle. May mga tao po hindi nagpapaputol ng hair kasi that's holiness for them. The longer your hair, the holier you are. I wonder about Pastor Tito. Kung ganun ang sukatan, di ba? Buti na lang, meron pa tayo. So we have weird ideas about holiness. For some people, it's a gesture. So every time they will have a picture taken, they always do this. So what is holiness? What do you mean when we say holy God? 44-45, I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves and be holy because I am holy. Everyone say holy. Do not make yourselves unclean by any creature that moves about on the ground. I am the Lord who brought you up out of Egypt to be your God. Therefore be holy because I am holy. Let's just take a moment to pray right now. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to open your word and hear you speak to us. Lord, just like one theologian said, when the Bible speaks, God speaks. And we pray that you will speak to us through your word. Even as I preach, I pray you will do a supernatural work in our hearts. Lord, may you dismantle, Lord, and uproot, Lord, wrong mindsets we have about you. We ask, Lord, that after this service is over, we will have a fresh encounter with you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're reading from Leviticus. If you're just starting to read your Bible, I'm not recommending Leviticus. This is really not an easy book to read. When I was in college, nung first time po ako nagbabasa ng Bible, tinuruan ako nung nag-disciple sa akin. Sabi niya, follow the 15 minutes rule. When you go to bed, you bring your Bible with you. When you wake up, you don't go to the restroom. You get your Bible, read 5 minutes, 5 minutes meditate, 5 minutes pray. You do that every day. I started with Leviticus. I almost backslid. Parang 5 seconds pa lang. So kung may problem po ay sa insomnia, start with Leviticus. But definitely, there's a lot of things we can understand about God in the book of Leviticus. Just a little background. God was talking to the Israelites, the people that God took out of Egypt. They'd been slaved there for many years. They've waited for the promised land for almost 400 years. Maybe for some of you here, there's a promise from God that you've been waiting for quite some time. Siguro mga 3 years na kayo nagpa-fasting. Payat na kayo, di ba? Lord, the promise. Now, can you imagine these people, the excitement they had when finally God brought them to the promised land. But because they lived in Egypt for so long and they'd been exposed to the Egyptian culture, God told them that before you settle down, God gave them rules. God gave them laws to follow because they are trying to rebuild the new nation under God. Because when they were in Egypt, one thing we can know about the culture of Egypt is that they have so many gods. Marami silang, in the worship, they have God for fertility, for war, for wisdom, for good health, for rain. And so they have a lot of wrong thinking about God. And God said, here's how you should live in light of who I am. And God introduced himself to the people of Israelites. And he said, if you're to know me, here's who I am. I am a holy God. Now, what does it mean when we say God is holy? First of all, holy simply means separate. He's separate. Is in a different level. It's almost like if you're playing basketball, may magaling ubang mag-basketball dito? Wala. Jack Stone na lang. Ay, basketball, pag naglaro tayo, kami ni Joash, feeling namin, superstar kami. Pero, if we play with LeBron James, the best basketball player in the world today, next to Kobe. Ibang level yun. We will know the reality. Is in a different level. Now, when it comes to finances, mukhang dito, there's a lot of you here who look very rich. Meron ba kayong katabing amoy pera? Amoy mukhang mayaman, di ba? Parang pag tayo magkakasama, we feel like we're rich. But I wonder if we hang out with Bill Gates, the richest man in the world. During his peak, he's earning $114 per second. Roughly 5,000 pesos per second. He now have net worth of $80 billion. He would have to spend $6 million every day for 33 years just to spend all his money. So kung mabubuhay pa siya ng 33 years, kailangan gumastos siya ng 6 million every day. Ilan sa inyo gusto niyong maranasan yun? May 6 million ka, di ba? Pare, may barya ako dito, 1 million. Go! Kaya, ibang klase itong tao na to. He's in a totally different level. Now, when we say God is holy, these are really not a perfect example. LeBron James and Bill Gates, because when we say God is holy, it's not that he's on a different level, but God, it means God is totally separate. He is distinct. He's like no other. There is nothing we can compare with God, and there is nothing that can match the greatness of our God. Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working in wonders? That's the kind of God we serve. How many of you know God deserves our worship? Grabe, pag may mga tao na magaling in one area, let's say in athletic, people almost want to worship them. Celebrities, singers, because they are good in one area, people worship them. But how much more a God who is great in everything? How much more a God who is incomparable in all areas and attributes and character? He is worthy of our lives and our worship. That's why every time we come here and worship God, He's worthy because He is a holy God. There is nothing that can be compared to Him. Also, when you say God is holy, it also means that He is utterly pure. His character is utterly pure and that He is perfect in all His ways. There is nothing evil in God. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, He is the rock. His works are perfect and all His ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is He. Because God is a holy God, we can have assurance that we can trust every word of God. Because God will never lie. When God promises, He will fulfill. when God says something is going to accomplish, because God is not just good in giving promises, He is equally good in fulfilling them. He is not just a good starter, He's a strong finisher. And we can trust God. The holiness of God gives us assurance that we can trust that God's will is always good, pleasing, and perfect. That's why we can obey Him. Even at times when what God is telling us to do is hard, we can respond in faith. Because we know we are serving a holy God. I mean, God is all-knowing. We are not. The Bible says His ways are higher than our ways. And His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. There are things that we cannot see, but God already went ahead of us. We are glad we have a holy God. There is no fear if you are with a holy God. Pwede mong panghawakan talaga si Lord. But most importantly, when we say God is holy, it means He cannot tolerate sin and evil in our lives. Because God is holy, He's utterly pure, and there's no evil in Him. There, He cannot tolerate evil in us. That's why, you know, we cannot just play religion. Because this is not about religion. This is about a person. And because this is about a person, we have to respond to Him. That's why we cannot just claim to be Christians, yet have secret lives. We can't just be holy here, but the moment we step out of this building, we ought to be holy. Because we are serving a holy God. And it's impossible to stay the same. That should put the fear of God in our lives. You know, there's a theologian named R.C. Sproul, and I'd like to read this. This is really interesting. God is too great for us. He is too awesome. He makes difficult demands on us. He is the mysterious stranger who threatens our security. In His presence, we quake and tremble. Meeting Him personally may be our greatest trauma. God is a traumatic God. In medicine, trauma is when an impact happens in an object. And the closest illustration I can think of thinking about this is what happened to me year 2010 or 2011. Na-hold up po ako nung mga panahon na yon. May na-hold up na po ba sa inyo dito? Wala. Hindi namin kayo katulad sa U-Belt. Yung mga estudyante yon kasama na yon sa mga ano nila, journey nila. Hindi ka taga U-Belt kung hindi ka na-hold up. I experienced it as well. I commute one time, pauwi po ako ng bahay namin from U-Belt. So I took an FX, sumakay ako sa pinakalikod ng FX. Puno po yung sasakyan, sa likod ako lang. Then may sumakay na dalawang maskulado. Kinabahan na ako, sabi ko, parang masama to. Sabi ko, baka ano lang to, pagod lang ako. Yun na nga, after a few minutes, nag-declare na sila ng hold up. Yung isa nakatutok yung balisong dito, sa side ko, yung isa sa may mukha ko. Although kaya ko silang patulan, pero dahil Christian tayo, so wala po ako nagawa. They took everything from me. My wedding ring, my watch, my wallet, my bag, my laptop, everything. So at that point, iba po pala yung life and death situation. Facing death face to face, iba pala yun. Talagang kapag kahit pastor ka, Lord, I repent of all my sins. I receive You as my Lord and Savior. I receive Christ. Just to be sure. So, ang masama pa nun, puno kami, ako lang hinold up. Bakit ganun? Tinuturo ko, ito pa oh. Nakayuko lang yung mga pasahero. Say, grabe naman, bakit ako lang? Tapos may isa kaming pastor sa U-Belt. Lagi rin siya nagko-commute, pero hindi siya na-hold up. Sabi ko, buti ka pa, ba't di ka na-hold up? Bro, sabi niya, eh, kasi pag sumakay sila ng FX, nakita ko, akala nila, may nauna na. So, papagkama lang din siyang hold upper, no? So, well, praise God, I was able to get out of that FX safe. But it was really a traumatic experience. I never lived and commute the same way after that incident. I don't ride FX now. I would pay more to ride a taxi, not FX. Pero kahit sa taxi, iba na rin ako sumakay ng taxi ngayon kahit nasa second row. Alert na ako. Even sa U-Belt, pag naglalakad po kami dati, confident lang kami. Parang teritoryo talaga. Ngayon, pag naglakad kami, lalo na pag mga 9 or 10. It changed the way I live. It was a traumatic experience. Now, this theologian, that's what he's saying. It's impossible for you to have an encounter with a traumatic God. A God so big, a God so great, and still stay the same. We can't stay the same after an encounter with a holy God. How many of you know after an encounter with God, your life was completely changed? Iba na eh. Nung college ako, when I encounter God, even without the guy discipling me, I can't help but stop sinning. I was not given a long list of things I can do and not do. Dahil taga-victory ka na, bawal na to. No, I don't have that list. But for some reason, every time I would sin, I'm not at peace. I can't live the same way because I had an encounter with the Holy God. So if you're claiming to be a follower of Christ, if you're claiming to belong to Him, if you're claiming to be a Christian who had an encounter with God, you can't help but live pure and holy life. Holiness and purity is not something we do so we can be holy. No, we are holy. That's why we live pure and holy. Our church service, our giving, our integrity, our purity is simply a byproduct of an encounter with the Holy God. It's never our effort so that we can be holy. We are serving a traumatic God. Now, in Leviticus, at the tail end of the verse, God said, because I am holy, be holy. Can you please turn to the person seated next to you? Tell that person, be holy. Sabi niya, wish ko lang. Be holy. You know, as I meditate on that, I think that makes sense. Because if we belong to God, there should be a resemblance. There should be a reflection of who God in our lives. My daughter, Cheska, I think I will not be happy if there is no resemblance. Kung hindi namin siya kamukha. Kakabahan siguro ako nun. Bakit kakulot? Wala namang masama sa kulot ho. Ano? Pero straight yung hair ko, straight yung... Ba't ang laki ng mata mo? Kung di siya singkit, something's wrong. You know, every time we would go to the family side of my ng wife ko, sasabihin nila, kamukhang-kamukha mo ang nanay mo. Sa family side ko naman, sasabihin nila, kamukhang-kamukha mo ang tatay mo. It's okay as long as meron siyang kamukha sa aming dalawa. Ang mahirap, wala. Yun din yung sabi ni Lord. How can you call me your father and you're not holy? Be holy because I am holy. There should be a reflection. There should be a resemblance. And that's the foundation of living a holy life. It's understanding that we are serving a holy God. And because we are serving a holy God, it should reflect on us. Now, be holy. How many of you know that is hard? Left on our own. Hindi, kasi we're not holy by nature. We're sinners. How many of you would admit that you are a sinner? You sinned at least once in your lifetime. At least once. Raise your hands. 50. 100. 1,000. 5,000. 10,000. I mean, since birth, the Bible said, even while we are still in our mother's womb, we are sinful already. We have sinned against a holy God. Not only that, it's hard to be holy. The Bible says it's impossible to be holy. Even our best effort is like a filthy rag. Sa Tagalog, maruming basahan. Our effort to be holy before God, our church attendance, basahan. Yung offering natin, basahan. Yung pagsiserve natin sa church, basahan. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, basahan. Yung best effort, yung pinagmamalaki nating effort, hindi naman ako katulad ng katabi ko. Tsura pa lang. Mas holy naman ako dito. Maybe. But the person seated next to you is not the standard of holiness. It's God. And when we compare ourselves to the holiness of God, the Bible says, what you have is like a filthy rag. There is nothing we can boast or brag. We are doomed. We are destined to be judged. We are dead men walking. But praise God, because we cannot save ourselves and we cannot do anything to make ourselves holy, praise God, He made the way so that you and I can be holy. And that is the good news. People like you and me, we have no hope. That's why we need the Savior, and that's what Christ did for us. You know, in Leviticus, in the Old Testament, as I end, they have this very complicated sacrificial system for them to be forgiven of their sins. They have this annual sacrificial day that they do. People would go there with their animals to sacrifice. They would bring that to the priest. Can you imagine if we still do that today? You going here every Sunday with cows, carabaos, crocodiles, may aso ka. Tapos kung gaano kalaki yung sin mo, ganun kalaki yung dadalhin mong animal. Hindi ka makat. Ngayon, pag tinanong, kamusta ka na, bro? Okay naman. Eh, kung may dala kang hayop, di ba? Kalabaw. Uy, what did you do? Now, they did that. They brought animals. And then what they'll do is that they will bring the animal, give it to the priest. The priest would butcher the animal on the altar, and then the blood would flow. It's a messy ritual. Bloody. Especially kung animal lover ka, mabibreak yung heart mo. And you know the reason why God instituted that? It's not because it's effective in wiping away sins. It's actually just a representation. To show people that sin is serious. That if we are going to have a relationship with the Holy God, the issue of sin must be dealt with. Because sin will cost life. Sin is costly. It would require someone to die. That's why it's painful to watch that ritual. And that's exactly what Hebrews said in Hebrews 10, verse 1 to 4. The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship. If it could, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshippers would have been cleansed once for all and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Our effort will not take away our sins. There is only one way. Verse 11, day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But when this priest, talking about Jesus, offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, the Lamb of God, he sat down at the right hand of God. And verse 14, because by one sacrifice, he has made perfect. Everyone say perfect. Those who are being made holy. That's why now that you are in Christ, and having put your faith in what he did on the cross for you and me, we can stand before God with a clean slate. We can stand pure and holy. You are holy not because of what you've done today or last week. You're holy because of what Christ has done 2,000 years ago. Because he lived the life we cannot live, and he died the death we should have died. That's why today, we can be holy in the sight of God. We can worship God without shame or guilt. I like what 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10 says, don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourselves. Those who indulge in sexual sin or who worship idols or commit adultery or male prostitutes or practice homosexuality or thieves or greedy people or drunkards or abusive or cheat people, none of this will inherit the kingdom of God. And some of you were once like that, but you were cleansed and you were made holy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's just worship God. Let's praise Him. You were made right with God by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is nothing we can boast before God. If we look at our past, there is no one can stand here today. But praise God, because of what Christ has done, we can worship God freely. And we can live holy. Amen? Let's clap our hands to God and let's just stand on our feet as we pray today. Father, thank you for reminding us today of what you've done for us on the cross. We don't deserve anything from you but your judgment and your wrath. But because of your kindness and grace, you made a way so that instead of your curse, we can receive your blessing. And instead of death, we can receive life and have it to the full. So Lord, today I pray that you will give us a fresh revelation of your holiness in our lives. Lord, may you break familiarity in us. I pray that we will come here and see more than just the church service. We pray we will see a holy God. And I pray that it would result to the fear of God in our hearts. That we would live for you, not because we just want a blessing. We will live for you, not just because we don't want to go to hell. We will live for you out of gratitude and worship to you. Because of who you are, a holy God. Thank you so much. We are grateful for what you've done for us. And we will be forever grateful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ryan. And if you want to talk to somebody, if you want to talk to a Victory Group leader, if you are struggling with something or if you're going through life and may gusto lang kayo makausap, your Victory Group leaders are here. I want to ask all the Victory Group leaders to stand in front. If you can approach us, even for prayers, please don't leave this hall without talking to somebody. Let me just bless everyone. Father, thank you, Lord, for indeed, Lord, your word, Lord, that penetrates our heart, Lord God. Lord, the heart, the even callous heart, Lord. Lord, basta na-reveal kung sino ka, it will become flesh, Father. Lord, may you bless us, Father, with your very presence. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.